WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. The sister-in-law of a late woman who was a chief accuser of Jeffrey Epstein says his co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, is getting preferential treatment by being moved to a minimum security facility.
The punishment should fit the crime, and right now where she currently is does not fit the crime.
Sources say Maxwell said nothing incriminating about President Trump in her interview with the Justice Department. CBS's Ramey Innocencio reports a Kremlin official calls a Putin meeting with a top U.S. envoy constructive.
He also said that Moscow had received certain, in his words, signals from Trump, and that Moscow had transmitted messages back to the White House.
Well, CBS's Aaron Navarro reports Apple is committing to invest another $100 billion in its U.S. manufacturing.
Apple will announce increasing their investment commitment to building and manufacturing and expanding in the U.S. to a total of $600 billion.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People in Milwaukee can head to one of three city clinics to get a free measles vaccine. The Keenan Clinic on North 36th, the Northwest Health Center on Mill Road, and the Southside Health Center on South 23rd. Officials are stepping up efforts after measles cases were confirmed in Oconto County. Mayor Johnson reminds families that the vaccine is safe, free, and easy to get. Milwaukee has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in Wisconsin. The noon expiration should be the end of the smoke, for now. An air quality advisory is in effect through noon as smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to impact the area. Conditions should start to improve by this afternoon, and officials don't expect to extend the advisory again. The Voting Rights Act is 60 years old today, and the Wisconsin League of Women Voters is marking the anniversary with an education event at the state capitol. Terry Barr has more.
The League is highlighting why the Voting Rights Act is a promise and needs to be protected. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear cases which could change parts of the Voting Rights Act, including fair maps. Here's Wisconsin's League Executive Director, Deborah Krohn-Miller.
Our mission is to defend democracy and empower voters to elect your representatives. And those elected representatives are supposed to carry your voice to the Madison Capitol, to D.C., or to your municipal leader boards, and, you know, and when they fail to, that's the crisis that is the breach of our Constitution.
The Voting Rights Act is a federal statute which prohibits racial discrimination. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson on August 6, 1965.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
Quay Walker is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the Packers finally have their middle linebacker, Quay Walker, back in action. The former first-round pick suffered an ankle injury last December against the Seahawks, but didn't have surgery until May.
I thought it was just a high ankle, so I thought it was just something that just was lingering on at the moment. And then I came back for OTAs and tried to do something. I just knew something wasn't feeling right. I didn't want it like just to linger on throughout the season. So I was like, I think the smart idea, probably going to have surgery during OTAs and get it out of the way.
Baseball. The Brewers beat the Braves again, this time 7-2. Nothing special, just walks, stealing bases, RBIs.
We pecked away and got it done, but they left a lot of guys on base. It's kind of a little bit nerve-wracking. Freddie made some big pitches at some big times. You know, he really did. Credit to him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today in Atlanta with sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny with patchy wildfire smoke starting to thin. Highs today scrape the low 80s, clouds increase. And by tomorrow, warm and muggy, highs in the mid-80s, with showers and thunderstorms sparking up midday. Then we turn hot and humid with temperatures nearing 90. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
Their marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, Luann Bird will talk about Congressman Brian Stiles' recent town hall and calling him out for supporting Trump's big cuts to health care.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, just a quick reminder as we start this hour, the tickets to the KPFT, our Houston affiliate, our Houston Pacifica affiliate, the soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and my book signing session, will be at the Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church, August 9th, Saturday, are available now. And you can see the details on my Facebook page or at kpft.org, I believe. So, a fine time will be had by all this weekend. The art of the cover-up, Trump, Epstein, and the secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter. We're discovering now that the sacred scepter is how Donald Trump refers to his whatever you call that. You know what I'm talking about here. This is just, it turns out now that, they're talking about, they've got this tape, apparently video and audio, of Ghislaine Maxwell being interviewed by Todd Blanche for 2 days. And apparently she's saying, no, Donald Trump never had anything to do with young girls. I don't know anything about that. But Bill Clinton, yes, of course. Bill Gates, oh, yeah, the Democrats were all over those little things, those young girls. But, Donald Trump, no, he's a gentleman. He would never, we don't know for sure what the tape says, but what we do know is that Ghislaine has been moved into a minimum security, it's not even a prison. I mean, the fence that surrounds the facility is like the fence on for your backyard. It's just a 5-6 foot high chain link fence. Anybody could jump it if they wanted. Which is kind of the problem, because there might be people who want to, really harm Ghislaine. And another reason why she should probably be at a facility with a little more security. But, this facility, by the way, trains dogs. And they train dogs, like, for police departments and things. And so apparently she's now a puppy trainer. And they have yoga classes for the women who are there every morning. She's taking the yoga class. So all of this suggests that there is, a massive cover-up on its way. And I think it's important to remember that, when Nixon wanted to break into the Democratic headquarters in the Watergate Hotel leading up to the election of whatever it was, I don't recall if this was 68 or 72, when Nixon had the Watergate burglars, most of these guys, by the way, veterans of the Bay of Pigs, and also a couple of them involved in the Kennedy assassination. But when Nixon, wanted these guys to break in, apparently because he believed they had something, the Democrats had information about Nixon's sabotaging the Vietnam peace talks in 68. In other words, the treason he had committed. When he authorized that break-in, It wasn't the break-in that took him down. I mean, if he had just said, oh, yeah, you know, I told him to go ahead and break into the DNC, you know, he would have gotten a lot of crap for it. But he probably wouldn't have had to resign. But it was the cover-up that took him down. It was the tapes. It was all the things, you know, that he was saying in secret. It was basically the cover-up. Bill Clinton wasn't impeached because he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky or any of the other women that he was alleged to have had affairs with. He was impeached because he lied under oath. You know, that provoked Ken Starr to produce this 100-plus page report with all this salacious detail in it. By the way, we'll see nothing like that coming out of the out of the Maxwell Epstein thing. Even Ronald Reagan, you know, he escaped the full weight of Iran-Contra by claiming that he didn't know that his campaign had negotiated a deal with the Ayatollahs in Iran to hold the hostages and screw Jimmy Carter. It's always the cover-up. The moment the lie collapses, this whole edifice of power begins to rot from the inside out. And here we are again. You know, Donald Trump is facing a story that he'd rather bury on a golf course like his first wife, Ivana. You know, just get out of the way here. The Epstein whole thing is no longer a scandal. It's become an open wound. I mean, there are suicides, there's dead ends, there's sealed documents, there's missing logs. There's apparently terabytes, you know, thousands of gigabytes of video of and audio tapes and documents that were found. I mean, you know, we saw the pictures when they first raided Epstein's Florida house. I believe it was his Florida house. It might have been his New York house, actually, now that I think about it. But in any case, when they raided his house and they discovered this safe and this huge box filled with videotapes and audio tapes and CDs, and I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Where is all that stuff now? And so what's the Trump administration telling us they're going to share with us? Well, apparently they're debating right now whether or not to share or how much to share of Ghislaine's testimony to Todd Blanche. Now, Todd Blanche, of course, was Donald Trump's former criminal defense lawyer, who, by the way, lost his case. But, you know, and they're talking about releasing that. And they're talking about releasing the grand jury transcripts. Well, the grand jury, first of all, you know, they probably won't be able to release them because Ghislaine is appealing her case to the Supreme Court. And those transcripts are part of the record that, you know, if it's released, it's going to interfere with that process. But nonetheless, the grand jury testimony only had two witnesses, two FBI agents who testified, you know, to what they believed was going on. There's not a single bit of victim testimony. There's apparently no testimony specifically about any of the Johns, the guys who, or the people that were being blackmailed. I mean, it's this very surface thing. And then we get this story from Lev Parnas. You know, Lev, he's got his own Substack newsletter now, and he's popping up on various podcasts and things. So Sean reached out to him last week to come on our program. And this is what he had to say yesterday. He said, I told you it was coming, and here it is. Trump has activated Comer. Now, here he's talking about House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, who has now subpoenaed Bill and Hillary Clinton to talk about Epstein, but hasn't subpoenaed Alex Acosta, you know, the guy who gave Epstein the sweetheart deal, and then Trump apparently paid him off by making him labor secretary. They haven't subpoenaed Melania Trump, who was introduced to Donald apparently by Epstein. And according to Epstein, the first time Donald and Melania ever had sex was on the Lolita Express on Epstein's jet. And they're certainly not subpoenaing Donald Trump, but they, you know, they want Bill Clinton. Yeah. So anyhow, back to Lev Parnas said. He said, I told you it was coming, and here it is. Trump has activated Comer. This is coordinated, calculated, the subpoenas, the oversight committee drama. It's all part of the show. And while the press focuses on the chaos, the real operation is happening behind closed doors at J.D. Vance's home. Now, this is the, you know, the new news, apparently, this week. They're having emergency sessions at J.D. Vance's home. Now, I've been kind of suspicious of J.D., you know. Does he really want Donald to get out of the way? so that he can become president? Is he sabotaging this effort, or is he actually leading it? Back to Lev Parnas, quote, they think they can get away with it. They think the circus act Congressman James Comer is rolling out, raving around subpoenas and distractions, is enough to keep the public entertained while they pull off one of the biggest cover-ups in American history, erasing Trump from the Epstein files like he was never there. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. You know, America is talking about Trump and this whole tough guy, populist, champion, innocent victim of witch hunts and all that. That's all kind of collapsing. And the cover-up, I mean, it's happening in broad daylight with Ghislaine Maxwell being moved to the, you know, the Let's Train Puppy Farm. You know, this isn't about sex. This is about power. And this is about what happens when people who are supposed to serve the public start lying. This is how the pattern always cracks, always. The lie gets too big, the system bends just far enough, the cover-up fails. And so we're waiting for a tape, for a transcript, and the predictable outrage that'll come when it's clear that Maxwell is now part of the cover-up, that she's in on the whitewash. So we'll see how it plays out, but it's always the cover-up.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please?
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now's the time to act. Go to fffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Text Tom to 511-511 or go to fffrf.us/school.
He came down the escalator, hair like a flame. Said he'd drain the swamp, but it stayed the same. Built a kingdom of gold on a scaffolding lie. Now he's polishing statues while justice walks by. There's a woman in Texas who used to procure. Now she's teaching puppies her conscience obscure. She whispered 2 days to the feds down in Tallahassee. Then got a room with Elizabeth Holmes and a smoothie. Secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter where the lies get longer and the truth gets deader. No one's clean. Some get clever. It's the art of the cover-up, baby, now more than ever. They say it's not the crime, it's the mop and the spin. The shredded notes, the winks, the grin. Tricky Dick had tapes, Bill had a cigar. Donnie's got a scepter buried not too far. Don't touch it without gloves, the legend goes. A germaphobe's wand with a trail of woes. But you can't bleach truth or redline guilt when a temple.
Yeah, this is I think this has the potential to be a genuine watershed moment for the Trump administration, because they're just playing this all wrong. They're the way that Trump is just doing everything he possibly can to distract us from this worries me. I mean, he just sent 2 nuclear submarines off the coast of Russia, or at least says he did. And in response to that, Dmitry Medvedev, you know, Russia's kind of more or less number 2, comes out and says, we're no longer respecting any previous agreements with regard to the use of nuclear weapons. Everything is on the table. We could use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. We could use tactical nukes against Europe. He went on to say also that if any American or European hardware is used to attack within Russia, they will consider that an attack from a NATO country, and they will attack that NATO country. Presumably, on the assumption that Trump will not participate in a NATO response to Russia, or that NATO will be too afraid of starting World War III to fight back. Meanwhile, this week Poland just adopted a Trumpy president, so they've got a reasonable vice president, but Mr. Tusk, I believe. But now they've got this is the third European country now that's got a Trump-loving president, along with Hungary and Slovakia. And, or is it Slovenia? No, it's Slovakia. And this has the potential to kick off World War III. And if the Chinese think that Trump is sufficiently weakened and that it becomes increasingly apparent that his cover-up efforts aren't working, they could, decide, hey, now's a great time to take Taiwan. Everybody's assuming that they're going to try and take Taiwan in 2027 based on the way that they're doing their military stuff. And, there's all this talk about it in back channels and whatnot. But, hey, they could speed that up. And that, of course, is still while Trump's in office. I mean, the whole idea is, well, he probably, we'll just cut a deal with him. We'll take Taiwan and we'll continue to let Taiwan sell stuff to the United States, and we'll make a large contribution to Donald Trump's retirement funds or something like that. They'll figure out a way to bribe him. He's open to bribes. I don't think he needs another 747. He already got one as a $400 million bribe. What other bribes could China offer? I mean, last time they gave Ivanka, his daughter, millions or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars worth of patents. What are they going to do for the Trump family this time around? I mean, the Saudis, they gave Ivanka's husband $2 billion to invest. I mean, it's like, where is this going to go? But my whole point of this is that this cover-up, the old saying, the cover-up is worse than the crime, that this cover-up could have implications that go way beyond Donald Trump. And even way beyond J.D. Vance scheming to get rid of Trump or rubbing his hands with glee or, whatever he's doing. This could lead to world war. This could lead to another Great Depression if Trump thinks that some wild economic thing is going to get, what's he going to do to distract us next when this fails? Or when the Ghislaine tapes come out and they're obviously a joke.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have some thoughts on oligarchy on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
President Trump claims it is common practice to move a convicted sex offender to Club Fed. Is that accurate? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The federal government has pulled funding for a local camp meant to help neurodivergent kids enjoy STEM subjects. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, you know, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer when we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says, thank goodness, because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It's across about a 300-mile radius. So, and it really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny with patchy wildfire smoke starting to thin. Highs today scrape the low 80s, clouds increase. And by tomorrow, warm and muggy, highs in the mid 80s, with showers and thunderstorms sparking up midday. Then we turn hot and humid with temperatures nearing 90. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome into the studio Northeast Wisconsin filmmaker Craig Kinnett and Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter DeAndra Marie performs live. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
So much for all of your support.
Did
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
He stood in a mill with his red tie tied, told the boys in hard hats I'll stand and fight. But behind that grin and the photo flash was a deal with the devil and a payday stash. Steel was strong, but the truth is cold. He sold out the workers for a bar of gold. Laid off in Gary, gone in Duluth, while the billionaires laughed in their tailored suits. It's the great American terrorist scam, a fistful of promises, a smokescreen sham. Jobs fall down while the prices climb, and the ones that get rich are the friends of the crime. He said, I'm here to help, then he took what he can. That's the great American tariff scam.
Welcome back. So there's a kind of viral video going around of George Monbiot, who's a regular writer for The Guardian, and a brilliant guy. I've corresponded with him before, and in fact, he's been on this program before. And he was referencing a book by Walter Scheidel, and it's called The Great Leveler. And this book is really a remarkable analysis of oligarchy and its impact on societies, not just small d democratic societies. And one of the things that Scheidel points out is that oligarchy is the default mode for organized societies throughout history. There, you know, whether it's the Mayans or the Incans or the second century Corinthians or the ancient Greeks or the Romans, the modern era. I mean, you name it. Eventually, as society, ancient Rome, as societies, complex societies become organized, wealthy people float to the top, basically, in terms of not just wealth, but they convert their wealth into political power, and they end up basically running things to the benefit of themselves and often to the detriment of everybody else. And this is called oligarchy, where you have a nation that is run of, by, and for rich people, which is where we're at right now. We haven't seen any, I would argue that there was some legislation that Joe Biden passed and the Democrats passed during the Biden presidency that benefited average people. In fact, there was some good legislation that did. But the vast majority of legislation that's been passed in the last 44 years since the Reagan Revolution has been exclusively to the benefit of the oligarchs, of the oligarchic class. And what Scheidel points out is that there's only four ways in history that oligarchy has been broken. And every single one of those ways, or several of those ways, by the way, we've seen in American history. There was the four ways are number one, plague, and of course the COVID pandemic, which was arguably a plague, not only did not break oligarchy in the United States, the American oligarchs became just about twice as rich within 3 or 4 years of 2020 as a result of the COVID virus. And the shutdowns and the stock market crash and the buying opportunities and everything else, they became just about twice as rich as they were before. So it actually increased oligarchy in the United States. But anyhow, plague has historically broken oligarchy. It certainly did in the 13th century in Europe. All-out war can break oligarchy because it just destroys so much of a nation's infrastructure, consumes so much of a country's resources. The oligarchy in the United States that had formed during the Gilded Age was broken by World War II, because FDR put a 91% income tax on people, and it was a 98% income tax in the UK. It broke oligarchy in the UK as well, and that's why we had a middle class leading up until the 80s. was that, you know, that the war had broken oligarchy. The third way is revolution. This is what we did in 1776. We were ruled by an oligarchy based out of England. The wealthy, you know, squires, the wealthy, the factotums, the those who served the king, the wealthy people who served the king, also basically ran America. And we rose up against that oligarchy and broke it. So that's revolution is the third way. And the fourth way is the collapse of the state itself. And you saw this, for example, in Zimbabwe or in Uganda. When I was in Uganda, you know, even the rich people were wiped out when Idi Amin fled and the Ugandan state collapsed. So the question is, what's going to break oligarchy in the United States this time? If Scheidel is right, it has to be one of these four things. And we tried plague in 2020. That didn't work. We're not going to have a revolution. We did that in the 1770s, but there's really nobody to revolt against right now. The collapse of the state is pretty unlikely, which pretty much leads war. And, you know, I think it's entirely possible that Donald Trump is going to give us what we had in the 20s and 30s and 40s, which is, you know, an economic collapse followed by a world war. I would add, you know, economic collapse, and perhaps that's what he means by collapse of the state, that economic collapse could be a big thing to break oligarchy as well. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But I would like to suggest that there might be a fifth way to break oligarchy that hasn't, you know, been heralded and might have happened in other countries in the past. And that is what we almost did with the We the People Act, you know, Senate Bill, House Bill 1, H.R. House Resolution 1, back in 2022, when Joe Biden was president, and we almost passed legislation reversing Citizens United. Citizens United being the, you know, one of the major drivers and sustainers, protectors of oligarchy in the United States. And we almost broke that, except that the oligarchs reached out to Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and said, you know, if you'll vote with the Republicans on this, and of course they owned all the Republicans already, the Republicans are the party of oligarchy, if you'll do this, we'll, you know, make sure that you're well rewarded, and I'm sure that they were, and they stabbed us all in the back. So, you know, the oligarchy actually became stronger as a result of that. Now you've got an oligarch as president. You've got 13 oligarchs in his cabinet, billionaire oligarchs in his cabinet. You've got oligarchs in Congress, people like Rick Scott worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So the question is, can we break oligarchy without a war, without a depression? And, you know, Scheidel would be very, if his book is any indication, would be very skeptical of that claim or of that possibility. But I'm hopeful. I think it's possible. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Don in Los Angeles. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I agree with you what you're saying about Trump and economic collapse and war perhaps as a way out. I don't think it's going to happen for about a year and a half, though. And you had mentioned him sending nuclear submarines to the coast of Russia. And I don't think that's really going to materialize in a war right now. And the reason is I've been doing a deep dive into the Russia-Ukraine war lately to find out what's going on there. And ever since Trump and Vance and all them dressed down Zelensky at the White House, was it back in February or March, there's been a huge turnaround in the momentum of this war. And right now, Ukraine is on the verge of winning it outright because they've got the state of the nation of Russia practically paralyzed. They've almost destroyed all their nuclear bomber fleet.
Well, no, they didn't destroy almost all of them. They destroyed less than 10% of them. They destroyed a handful of them.
Well, it shook the nation a lot.
Yes.
And they're having trouble with ATMs and other kinds of breakdowns. And they're starting to protest and rebel because they've lost a million men. And they had a huge offensive on July the 27th that cost $350 million
That was a complete rout. They just fell into a big trap. And so one thing after another has happened.
But see, that in my mind, and I largely agree with your analysis, Don, but in my mind, that makes Putin even more dangerous. I mean, you know, these guys, when they're on their back foot, that's when they represent the greatest risk of doing something irrational.
Yeah, the elites in Russia are really divided about this now, and he's in danger of his own life, and it is very volatile. But the thing is that from Trump's angle, he's very embarrassed by all this because he's always been an attack for Putin ever since this war started. He mm-hmm. said so outright, and he gave him 50 days to kind of finish the job, just like Netanyahu with Gaza, you know. But he hasn't been able to make any gains, and so he realizes that Zelensky is about ready to win this, and he has to do something to intervene to get a peace deal that will salvage some leverage over Ukraine, because Ukraine will get all their territory back. He won't get a thing, won't get his peace prize, and Putin will still be in the mix if he can do this, because he'll just tell the world that you've got to have a peace deal when they're on the verge of actually winning.
Yeah, the problem is he doesn't know how to do this. And he's got Steve Witkoff, who's a real estate billionaire, not a professional statesman. You know, the guy has no experience whatsoever negotiating with Vladimir Putin, who is, you know, a lifelong KGB agent, a master negotiator, a master manipulator. Witkoff is like, it's like a lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of.
I'm not real optimistic here, Don.
His approach is, no, I'm not either. I don't think it's a threat right now, but it will be eventually, I think. But yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah. My concern. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at the possibility of a country's leader doing irrational things because they've been backed into a corner, that could be Trump with regard to the Maxwell and Epstein possible revelations, particularly if they release some of the tapes of Maxwell saying, oh, no, Donald Trump never did anything. He was wonderful. That Bill Clinton, though, he was a dog, you know. And, even Trump's followers are going to know that that's BS, although maybe it'll work. I don't know. You know, Fox News hasn't mentioned Epstein basically at all in about a week, maybe a week and a half, ever since Trump, you know, asked them not to. And
not surprising.
Yeah, and so for an awful lot of Trump's followers, the whole Epstein thing has now just kind of faded into the background.
That was their strategy.
Absolutely.
I've seen on Christian talk radio here, they're just ignoring the issue. They're not even talking about it.
Which is exactly what Fox is doing, and I think that you're going to see that right across the spectrum. So, you know, that takes some pressure off Trump, I suppose, but the mainstream media is not letting go of it. So we'll see how it plays out. Don, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Our number 202-808-9925. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've been explaining the basics of fair redistricting and unfair gerrymandering this week. Who does the redistricting, and how can that encourage fair maps and curb partisan and racial gerrymandering? In the majority of states, partisan legislative subcommittees draw redistricting maps. Because redistricting is so sophisticated and data-intensive, legislators often hire outside contractors and, all too often, data specialists from the majority party's national headquarters. In some states, advisory commissions are appointed by the governor and leaders of both parties. Sometimes it's all politicians, or in the case of Virginia and New York, a mix of political appointees and citizens. Such commissions can make map recommendations, but those recommendations are subject to change and often ignored by the legislature. For fair and competitive maps, constitutionally mandated independent citizen redistricting commissions in Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Michigan, and Montana have had the most success. Citizens registered as Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters are usually appointed in equal numbers and are required to follow redistricting best practices, including public input. In some cases, such commissions have unwound decades of rigged maps, which is why anti-voter politicians work so hard to stop them. We have details on all these redistricting models at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, be part of a historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Prize Peace Prize winner, the former president of Poland, one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. You can register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead, and democracy is being tested, freedoms are under pressure, and the world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now to hear Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and former president of Poland. Historyexplorer.com. Lies in the run.
Trump University burned out, foundation beaten and undone. Mob money in the tower. Bezos whispers with Cone, Casino's secrets, Trump and Epstein, shadows where the darkness shone. From hush money storm to a coup attempt, he weaponized the courts
and democracy was bent. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one? He tore our justice down, made law the loaded gun. With every tweet and pardon, the rule of law undone. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one?
Tariff passed. Yeah, well, he certainly has broken enough laws. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well. I'll give you, you mentioned the billion-dollar boondoggle of an Air Force One that we received earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, I read a piece in the New York Times that Trump diverted $950 million from the nuclear, from the military. I forget the budget. Yeah, I know it's the Pentagon budget.
It's the program to maintain a nuclear weapon stockpile.
Yeah, to clean them up, though. This was
exactly
to clean up the, to clean it up.
Yeah.
So so he diverted it. So then last week I saw now in South Carolina, officials found a radioactive wasp nest at a facility that was formerly a nuclear dump. So,
well, that was a nuclear power plant, wasn't it?
I think it was, it's an old in South Carolina, but it's just the ironic thing about it, this money was supposed to go to clean things up, and it's just going into this, supposed to go into his presidential library. We talked about it before. I think he's just jealous of Reagan. That's why he wants this plane. But it's not $1 billion for what? I mean, it's just our money.
No, he wants the plane because it's a flying palace, and he wants to, have something that's cooler than Epstein's plane. Epstein had a 727, which is a pretty big plane. And and Trump only has a 757 right now, which is smaller, I believe. He just wants this thing after he leaves the White House, in 3.5 years to be his very own flying palace. But the horror of it is really that it's a bribe. That we had serious policy differences with Qatar. I'd put at the top of that list that they have been, one of the principal supporters of Hamas for years and years. But suddenly, if you support Hamas on the Columbia University campus, you get thrown into an ICE detention center. But if you support Hamas in Qatar and you give the president a $400 million airplane as a bribe, then suddenly you're just our best friend. Everything's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild.
Incredible. Just how many people, how many, let's say the bee population, we need bees just to keep it on radioactive quick. Just think about the bee population.
Well,
we
what
need
happens
the
when the 50-foot wasp shows up?
Something like that, from the 1950s.
Like
that's it.
Exactly. Spider-Man when he was bit by the radioactive spider. Remember, that was the premise for the whole thing. There you go. Bill, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. Don't get stung by a radioactive wasp. You might turn into Wasp Man. I mean,
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com
Once again, that's historyexplorer.com.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. There's word of casualties at Georgia's Fort Stewart Army Base, a lockdown there after a report of an active shooter, a situation that's still ongoing. A major company announces a new U.S. investment. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Apple CEO Tim Cook will join President Trump at the White House later this afternoon to say they're adding an additional $100 billion in investments here at home, boosting the tech giant's previously announced $500 billion to be spent over the next 4 years.
Family members of the late Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre are speaking out, saying his co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell is getting preferential treatment after her interview with the Justice Department.
Survivors are saying no. Yeah. No to leniency. No to a pardon. Will you silence them again?
The Kremlin calls a Putin meeting with a top U.S. envoy today about the war in Ukraine and other issues constructive. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.